Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tad Kelly from the U.S. Postal Service. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us on KDK.
Good morning, Kevin. Happy Thanksgiving Day after everyone out there. Thanks so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Our pleasure. Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving and the Postal Service had a good day off yesterday because you've worked a lot, that's for sure, with the election. And I said, I have no problem with the Postal Service delivering the mail-in ballots. I know they could get it done. It was just one extra piece of mail from everybody that they deliver mail to and from. So I knew that wouldn't be a problem. But now I flood the mailbox with all my Christmas cards. Are you going to be able to deliver them this year?
Absolutely. And the message this year, and I cannot say it enough, is mail early. We are going to see a deluge of packages. Because so many folks are home, are shopping online, today is going to be a massive retail day. And we know you've got Cyber Monday coming up at the end of the weekend. So, again, that helps our system to get the packages through to our delivery offices much quicker. And we want to make sure everything gets to their destination on time for that very special December 25th day.
Yeah, how about a Christmas Day, December 25th? And, you know, there's always somebody that says, did you get my package? What? You didn't get it on Christmas Day? I can't believe it. I mailed it yesterday. why do people wait so long?
Well, you know, the longer they wait, unfortunately, the price of the delivery can go up if you want, you know, service to arrive by or on Christmas Day. We do have a service, Priority Mail Express, guaranteed 2 days, that folks actually strategically plan to be delivered on Christmas Day because that is the one product that we actually deliver 365 days a year.
Wow. There are some other deadlines, though. There's a lot of Christmas deadlines that we just didn't realize. You recommend the following a few rules, especially for military families.
Absolutely. And, you know, the ultimate thanks go out to our service personnel, men and women who serve in the armed forces. And you want to get your gift or card or both to them on time, we recommend having it in the mail by December 11th, and that's for first-class mail and also priority mail. And then if you're going to wait a little longer and use our Priority Mail Express service, which I just spoke about, you have till December 18th. So December 11th for priority mail, first-class mail, December 18th for Priority Mail Express. And then for our domestic mail services, if you're going to use our USPS Retail Ground, that is our most economical service, you have till December 15th. That's for Retail Ground. And for your first-class mail, that's your cards and letters, of course. You have till December 18th. And for Priority Mail, and that's a great service, Priority Mail gets delivered from 1 to 3 days anywhere in the United States. Priority Mail gives you a free box, gives you free tracking, up to $50 of free insurance. We need that by December 19th. It's just a great bang for your buck. The other thing about Priority Mail, we also have Priority Mail flat rate boxes, which are one price, and you can pack up to 70 pounds in that box. If you get it closed, we like to say if it fits, it ships. December 19th, Priority Mail flat rate boxes is the best bang for your buck in the service. And then for that ultimate procrastinator, and we know you're out there, we have Priority Mail Express. That's our guaranteed 1 to 2 day service. We will deliver that 365 days a year. We'd like to have that by December 23rd. And you get free tracking with that as well and free insurance. So that is another last-minute opportunity for you to get that delivered by Christmas Day.
Absolutely. Tad Kelly joining us from the U.S. Postal Service. And, you know, I love the priority mail system. I love the if it fits, it ships. I just mailed something last week to my niece in Texas for her wedding, and she got it. No problem. Perfect. I love the service, really do. But packing is up to us. People should realize that we have to put the right address on. We have to pack it in there properly if we want, especially if it's something fragile like I sent, made it no problem at all. But you have to take the time to actually do it right. I remember somebody sent me a picture frame in a paper envelope. What do you think happened to that? Well, the glass got shattered, man. Come on. You gotta think of the, you know, people have to think of these things when they're packing. It's not all on the Postal Service, right?
Absolutely. And it really starts with the box. You select a strong, sturdy box. And again, if you go Priority Mail, you're going to get the box for free. It's already ready, strong for you. But you select a great box, a box that will hold up to the transit of handling, making it to its destination. You also want to make sure that if there's any information on the outside of that box, should you not choose a Postal Service box, make sure you cross all that out. It might have carried chemicals or something of that nature. We don't want anything to hold that box up en route to where it's going. And then you've selected a good box. Now you want to make sure you pack your gifts inside the box nice and tight. We recommend using bubble wrap or those foam peanuts the kids love to play with after, or even just a good old newspaper, but pack it well inside. And you mentioned a picture frame. If you're going to do that, take the glass out of the frame, wrap it separately as well inside the box. And the same thing goes for batteries. You don't want to ship a toy with batteries in it that might start to go buzz in the night. We don't want anything to hold that package up, you know, causing some sort of concern about it. So take the batteries out, wrap those separately. Now, once you have all your items packed nice and tight inside the box, the last thing you want to do before you seal it is leave a to and from address piece of paper or a file card in the box as well, just in case something happens to the exterior of the box. We know where that came from and where it needs to go. And then as you're going to seal the box, you want to use a good pressure-sensitive tape. We sell all these things in our lobbies if you need them or any office store has them. That's that clear, wide tape that is made for shipping. We do not recommend masking tape. We do not recommend duct tape. Duct tape's great for fixing pipes around the house, but not good for shipping. It doesn't hold up to the handling. And then, of course, on the outside of the box, you want a from address, legible. You want a to address, which is complete, and that's the street address, the house number. If it's a street designation, east, west, south, or north, make sure that's on there. And then the zip code, and you never have to guess at a zip code. If you don't know, go right online, USPS.com, type in the street address, and immediately you'll receive the zip code that you need in order to ship that package. Now, you have your box all sealed up, ready to go, but you just don't feel like making a trip to the post office. No problem. Contact us either by phone or USPS.com again. Ask for a delivery pickup. When your carrier delivers your mail, they'll pick that package up and take it back to the post office for you. What you want to do is go on online and to our click and ship function right there. It's a link online. And print and post your own postage by paying with a credit card right online. So you don't have to even leave your house to do all this.
That's awesome. Awesome advice. Thank you very much, Tad. I do appreciate it. What about people who are looking for a job? Maybe a seasonal bump because of the trying times we're in.
Absolutely. And the Postal Service hires all year round, but certainly we ramp up our hiring at this time of year. And we have jobs right in Pittsburgh and also in Warrendale. We have two mail processing plants right in Warrendale that we're hiring right now for. We have jobs that, you know, range from mail handler to mail processing clerks to even carriers if you want to deliver mail. And the range of pay is really attractive, I believe, from over $16 to over $18 an hour. That's not a bad rate to start out any job. And a lot of the folks that come onto the rolls with us as a temporary employee, they end up staying with us with a career. So it's a great opportunity. Now, here's what you need to do. Again, I always point people to our website because it's a one-shop portal. It's the post office. It never closes. You go to USPS.com/careers, USPS.com/careers. You simply plug in your information there, and then what you do is you make sure you watch our website regularly for any changes in the job openings, but you plug in all your information and how to reach you. Make sure you have a good email address, a good phone number. We will contact you. We are hiring right now, USPS.com/careers.
Awesome. Tad Kelly, United States Postal Service, thank you very much for the great information and the job opportunities. Do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Happy holidays to everybody. Please be safe. Oh, one more thing, Kevin, if I might say.
Yeah.
One more thing. We have carriers out delivering early, and it may still be dark, okay? That we have put reflective vests on them, but they're out delivering early because such is the nature of the business right now with the volume of packages we're receiving. So please do not be alarmed. If you know, this may be the person on your yard or pulling up to your driveway may be a mail carrier bringing you a package from a loved one.
A good tip. Thank you, Tad. I do appreciate
My
it.
My pleasure.
USPS.com/careers for more information on the new jobs.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.